We're doing the Ntivot Shel Rambam Parshas Bo Letnohor Ele Megoch Hashecha. You don't find lightness unless you're coming out of darkness. Chatzot Alayla Ani Yotzev Betoch Mitzrayim. God says at midnight I am coming out in Egypt. Yisod HaBriyahu Bofen De Tachla Chashocha VeHadar Nehora. The foundation of creation is in this manner. You have to have darkness and after that light. VaYerev VaYivoker. Throughout creation, you have this description, night and then day. And the light that you find after darkness is a great light. It is very great. And as the Holy Zohar tells us, there is no light other than a light that comes out of darkness. Every day we have that. It gets darker and darker, and then suddenly you have the crack of dawn. Every detail in creation was created in this manner. The creation was in this form. First night, then day. First dark, then light. As our sages said about this, that just as creation was described as first darkness and then light, and that is the way a person's life goes. When a person is born, so then the first thing he knows is what we would call evil, meaning when a person is born, all he knows is what he wants. He has no concept of doing good. All he knows is to be self-centered. A baby knows, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm wet, I. That's all he knows. And now if an adult would behave like a baby behaves, you'd say, what a self-centered evil person he is. A baby, we don't say he's evil. He's just, he has to fend for himself. But that's what the Torah describes as, we have what's called the evil inclination from the time we're born. The first thing we know is to be self-centered. A person's born, all he knows is to care for himself. You begin with darkness, you evolve into light. And that is the way the life of the nation. As we find in the great covenant with Avraham Avinu, when it was established that we would be the chosen nation, God said to Abraham, you should know certainly that your descendants, your seed, will be sojourners in a foreign land. They will make them work. They will torture them for 400 years. And only afterwards, I will also judge the nation they will serve. And then they will leave with great wealth. Before Avram had a child. He sees this prophecy 30 years before he even has a child. God already tells him, you should know, the children you have will be sojourners, they will suffer, and then they will be great. The way we will form, the way we will become that chosen nation, is in this order. First darkness, then light. That is the concept of exile and redemption. First we have to undergo this period of exile, and only then can we come to the period of redemption. You cannot have redemption without first having the darkness of exile. And only after they traverse that powerful darkness, then they merit the tremendous redemption that comes afterwards, the tremendous redemption that follows the exile. And this is the same way that we find the blemishes that the Holy Ari said, "Shekol hagalut vehagerut hem ba'avon zaracha." Hine pgamim elu hem kashim biyoter la'adam lifrosh mehem. Hashem says, "Yado teida ki ger yiyeh zaracha." So the Ari said, "Ki ger yiyeh," they will be sojourners, they will be foreigners. Why? Because of zaracha. Because of sins that affect the seed. They are the most very difficult for a person to hold back from. Kmo shekatav HaRambam, as Maimonides writes, she'en lecha b'chol haTorah kula davar kasheh lifrosh mimenu kinyanim elu. The Rambam says there is nothing harder to pull back from than these things. the things that connect to promiscuity, to the whole idea of a person's seed. V'chol zot kedei shizku l'nhora agadol haba b'tar chashocha. So, ger yiyeh, the Arizal said, is because of zaracha. That's what brings us down. But from that down, we have to know that we come back up to the great light of Geula. Kedichtiv v'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol, Hashem tells Avram too, they're going to come out of that. They're going to come out with great wealth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan leYehudi koach sheyachol leitgaber lapgamim hakashim eilu. Hashem gave every one of us the strength to overcome these blemishes. Ve'lahasig al yedei zeh ne'ora gadol mod, and through that, to attain a great light. I have to share with you a fantastic thing. There was a guy I knew who left his wife. And he had weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. And he left the country. And I called him, and I spoke to him, and I called him again. And for a period of a number of years, I kept trying to get him to come back. And I davened for him three times a day, day after day. So we tried on the practical front. We tried on the spiritual front. And we didn't succeed. The guy passed away and he never came back. And after he passed away, someone asked me, "Why are you sad?" So I said to him, the real reason I'm sad, is that the potential was lost. Meaning, I was always hoping he'd come back. It was always clear to me that there's always, the strength is there, the spark is there. It's up to a person to decide whether he's going to fan the flame or not. But the potential is always there. So the most difficult thing for me is that he no longer has an opportunity to make amends. We have a phenomenal thing that Hashem gives us, that we have a chance. Meaning, as dark as a situation seems, as much as a person feels like he's in the depths of darkness, there's always that potential to turn that into tremendous light. It's a beautiful thing the Torah gives us. Look at the word gola and ge'ula. There's one aleph, that's the whole difference between gola, between exile, and ge'ula. There's one letter, and it's it goes more easy to say gola and geula. You suddenly have to just stick that aleph in, right? That's the whole difference. Are we going to go the easy route, or are we going to take that step and fan that flame and move forward? We don't have to conquer everything in one day, but the idea that he's saying that every one of us was given the strength to overcome it and to attain that great light. That's a very, very fundamental concept. The Jewish people began from the depths of defilement. We began from the worst place in the world. When the Torah wants to say women shouldn't sleep with women and all kinds of immoral activity shouldn't happen in the Jewish people, what does the Torah say? Don't do like the Egyptians. That's enough. Torah doesn't have to say more. It says, don't behave like them. So we understand from that's where you have the biblical prohibition for two women to be together, etc. The Torah teaches us on a nationalistic level that every one of us, doesn't matter where we are, every one of us was given that strength to come back. And that's why, even though years passed by, I never gave up hope. Till the day I heard he died, I was still davening for him. Because there's always hope. There's always that inner strength and that spark and that capacity to come back. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natan LaYehudi, Hashem gave every one of us koach sheyuchal leitgaber, the strength to overcome al hapgamim hakashim, on the worst blemishes. Ve'lehasig al yedei zeh ne'ora gadol mod, and to attain a great light. Ki zehu hasedar shetama HaKadosh Baruch Hu babriya. This is part of the natural order of things. Shebatchila tzarich liyot chashocha. There always has to be a period of darkness, and from there to evolve to light. First you have to pull away from that which is wrong, from that which is evil. And then a person can evolve into doing good. וככל שעשו מרה קשה לפרוש ממנו, just as it is, the more difficult it is to pull back from that which is evil, from that which is wrong, כן זוכים אחר כך לעשות טוב בדרגה נעלית מאוד. Corresponding to that is the potential for great good. The lower down a person is, the higher up he can go. But it's up to him to pull away. That's at the end of the day, that's the free choice we have. The tremendous potential. But it's up to us. וכך הייתה גאולת מצרים. And that's the way the redemption was. And I think that a perfect allegory for this is like a boat. A person has to imagine that as far down as he's gone, he's constantly pulling the bow down. And the second he decides to go back up, so the more he's pulled down, the more the spring effect, the more he could shoot back up afterwards. He has to shoot up, but it's up to him to shoot up. He's in control. He could always keep pulling the bow back down. וכך הייתה גאולת מצרים בבחינת חשוך עד הנהורה. That's the way it was in the redemption from Egypt. Darkness and then light. כדכתיב כה אמר השם. What does Hashem say? כחצות הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. At midnight I'm going out through Egypt. חצות הלילה מורה על שיח השחות. The middle of the night is the essence, that's the epitome of darkness. כמו שכתוב, שבחציו הראשון של הלילה יש עוד מעט אור מהיום הקודם. As it said, the first half of the night still basks in the light, so to speak, of the previous day. ובחציו השני מאיר כבר מהיום הבא. And the second half of the night is already, it's already sapping from the light that's yet to come in the next half of the day. ואילו חצות הלילה, but when you come to the middle of the night, so it's neither here nor there. It's not getting from the day before. It doesn't yet take from the day that's to come. שיח השחות ללא שומו. That's the epitome of darkness. You want to talk about the essence of darkness, that's the middle of the night. And there, we say today too. You want to say something like really late, you say the middle of the night. You want to say something's really early before the next day, you say the crack of dawn, just before dawn, 2 hours before dawn, right? But if you want to talk about something that's really night, you say the middle of the night. והתחלת הגאולה של יציאת מצרים הייתה כחצות הלילה. So when does the redemption begin? The middle of the night. It's pitch black, the essence of night. Then Hashem says, אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. Then I come out in Egypt. שמתוך החשכות באה הנהורה. From the darkness, from the essence of darkness, that's where you start having light. והגאולה הייתה על ידי מכת בכורות. So how did we have redemption? Through the plague of the firstborn. שעניינה, כמו שאמר מרן הסבא הקדוש מסלונים, the idea behind that plague was, דבכור היינו הדבר החביב ביותר לאדם. The firstborn has a special place in a person's heart. He's the one that made him a dad. He's the first one he's the first. ובכלל, ומת כל בכור מבכור פרועה יושב על כיסו עד בכור השפחה וכל בכור בהמה, and encompassed in the decree, in the plague, that all the firstborn from Pharaoh's down to the maids and the animals, encompassed in that was כל התענוגים מן אלו שיש להם חשיבות ועד הפחותים והירודים אשר כל בחינת הבכורה היו בגלות מצרים. והגאולה הייתה על ידי מכת בכורות. What Hashem was showing is all the things that you cherish, all the things that it could be the most important, a person's firstborn son, down to his maid's firstborn son. The idea was Hashem saying, I'm going to plague every form of pleasure that's here in Egypt, and the redemption is going to come through this. What's the idea of the redemption? Hashem says, at the same time I'm plaguing theirs, I'm sanctifying yours. The idea was that we're going to come full circle. From Egypt, the place where the focus was pleasure, we're going to focus on being holy people. We're going to focus on our firstborns being Kohanim, our firstborns being dedicated to the service of Hashem, to being holy people. Lo rak besur mera, ki im ba'asim seitov. Hashem doesn't only say, let's plague them, let's destroy them. Hashem says, let's build, let's move forward, let's do positive. La'arim la'Hashem itbarach et kol ha'ana'ot. Hashem says, I want you to enjoy the world. I want you to enjoy it in a holy way. I want you to take those same firstborn. Look at their firstborn. Now look at your firstborn. Your firstborn have to be powers for positivity in the world. That's where you have to take things. Enjoy the world in a positive way, in a way that moves the world forward. That's the idea of Makat Bechorot. Hashem says, at the same time I'm plaguing theirs, I'm designating yours. And that's the idea you have to take from it. V'lachnis l'kdusha et ha'tanug ha'chaviv alav biyoter. Hashem says, take the thing you enjoy most and make it holy. I'm not telling you not to enjoy it. I'm telling you to enjoy it in a way that moves the world forward. Make it holy. V'al zot tzivta Torah b'yitziat Mitzrayim kadesh li chol b'chor. That's the commandment we have at the end of our parsha. Hashem says, I want you to sanctify for me your firstborn. Shetekadesh li et kol ha'b'chura. Firstborn isn't only about firstborn child. It's all the firsts. L'romim et kol inyanei ha'tavot v'ta'anugim la'alotam l'Hashem yitbarach. Hashem says, take your desires, take your pleasures, and elevate them. Notice, don't annihilate them. Elevate them. L'odai she'ifrosh mi'b'chor Mitzrayim el ha'kadesh li. Hashem says, it's not enough that I plague the firstborns in Egypt. I want holiness out of this. I want you to move forward. Ba'asei tov. Do good. Zeh tachlit ha'geula. That's the essence of redemption. Shemashmauta sheyudi shav u'mitkarev la'Hashem yitbarach. What is redemption? Redemption is when a person can free himself of the worldliness and connect again to his Creator. That's redemption. And we're out of time. We'll have to pick up here. We have one more paragraph left. But we're out of time. It's time for Arvit. This is all encompassed in the idea that light comes out of darkness. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow night in the Parsha class, we'll begin with this, with a concluding paragraph.